to put the world to rights. I stay home forever, attuned to always makes a five.
2 + 2 = 5. Radiohead, Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead, was born on this day in 1971. So let me go here with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the city paper, coming out today on Wednesday. Welcome. Good to have you with us, man.
Hey, glad to be here.
So first question, as we have these few minutes together, why did you write that the Sun seems to have this policy of not attributing stories to the city paper? And now you're owned by the city paper. I mean, by the Sun papers.
Yeah. So it's – and I'm down in their radio room, ISDN room right now, so it's slightly awkward, I guess. But so they repeatedly, when we break a story, it never says – and it's not just us. It's pretty much any publication that they don't seem to ever give as a matter of policy to say as first reported by. And so in the column, I talked about how I thought that was a bad idea. That it more transparency in news is always better, more openness is always better. And it came about in a situation with a piece of street art that Nether, who's been on the show before.
Oh, Nether, sure, yeah.
That he did on the back of the bus stop where Officer Cossum was seen, was videotaped punching a citizen. And so he put up a picture there and also an informational placard about it. And he got in touch with me, and I did a story on it. And then Cossum got charged that same day, and Justin Fenton had a story on that and tweeted and asked if it was a coincidence, the timing. And we said, yeah, and we updated with a link to his story. And they then updated the next day with an interview. They called and talked to Nether themselves, but with an interview with Nether without mentioning that it came from there. And so that column's a good place to sort of look at the practices of how news works. And I try to also just say it'd be a lot more fun if we had more competition like that. And I like to give credit when we need to give credit. And you know, the same thing happens to them when the TV stations and stuff don't give them credit. So it's not, and it certainly wasn't Fenton. It wasn't the reporters, I don't think. So
And you also love getting to dig when you can find it makes sense to do it. You're good at that.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of that, so I spent some time with Thomas Dolby this week, the other story that I did, and walking around Station North, and he's been hired by Hopkins to come in and be to be a professor partly of the neighborhood. And he told this really interesting story about Malcolm McLaren, who was the manager of the Sex Pistols and sort of creator of the Sex Pistols, and how he was going to Poland and to do some branding work for the country. And he's like, oh, I've done fashion and rock and roll. I've never done a country. And Dolby said, oh, that stuck in my head. I've never done a neighborhood. And that was what. And so it sort of really troubled me that he, the way that, and he said that when Hopkins was first bringing him, they looked at him like he was crazy for walking around the neighborhood, but he only did it in the daytime and didn't go far outside of civilization. And so while he was a really charming and smart guy, there were also some ways in which the alliance between him and Hopkins is really a weird thing, like helicoptering in this sort of cultural czar who hasn't really taken the time to know anything about the neighborhood that he's supposed to be redoing. And so it was, you know, that one wasn't quite as fun to put the jabs because he was a nice guy, but it was really a problematic, you know, really a problematic situation.
I saw you were doing that, and I'm glad you're doing that because I think that that's one of the issues that we're going to be pushing a lot on this program along with you is what's happening on North Avenue and Station North Arts and how it's being done. This is a huge issue. This can either turn the city into a great direction or it could be another just ho-hum entertainment place we're going to build that has no sense of who we are as a people. So I think that's – I'm glad you're doing that. I really am. So tell me about this Joe McLeod piece on the casino. I haven't read it. What is this piece he wrote?
Yeah, so it's spectacular. And I mean, you know, for anything that I said about the Sun, you know, paper, the Sun paper's letting us, this is almost a 9,000-word narrative feature where Joe McLeod, longtime Mr. Wrong columnist, went and spent 24 hours straight in the Horseshoe Casino and just watched and narrated what he saw. And was there with a photographer, and it really is a great story. And just one of these, it starts out funny, it's got the McLeod humor, and it narrates it hour by hour. But it turns out being this really moving and kind of tragic thing with this reflection on a dealer at the end who's not very good at his job and isn't doing well, and you know, McLeod's nerves being frayed after 24 hours. But it really is. We figured that was the best way we could do a story on what the casino is like in Baltimore and what it might do to us. Is you know, we've done a number of pieces looking into it in other ways, but to send someone like him to spend 24 hours there and really be able to narrate it with some flair and some life and some verve.
I've not been there yet. Have you been there yet? Have you gone?
I have not. My main draw is that if occasionally looking for a place that you could get served a drink after 2 a.m., that might be when I would find my way there, but not for gambling.
So what else in this issue do you want to throw out here in the couple minutes we have left that really...
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of stuff. Horse Lords, who is I think one of the best bands going right now, and they have a record release show tonight at the Crown, and they're playing with Flock of Dimes with Jen Wassner, who's going on tour with them to play bass because they, you know, they can do more in the studio with the four people they have than they can otherwise. But it's really complex instrumental avant-garde music that is also, how do I say it on the air? Can also make one shake one's ear. It's great stuff. And so that's a show tonight. So we have a really good, Brett McCabe did a great story on them. There's on Saturday night, go ahead.
We're just about out of time.
Okay, great.
Bannon, it was always good to have you with us, and you can shake your stuff any way you like. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. This week's City Paper, open to anybody. Just pop open the box and take it with you. Reminding us, we're on our way out of here. The Mark Steiner Show, brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. And the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andre Melton. Our intern is Sienna Greaves. You can hear this show, podcast our past shows, find information about what we have been talking about by visiting steinershow.org. And for public radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM. That is, by the way, Yakety Yak by the great Bobby Nunn of the Coasters, who passed away on this day in 1966. I'm Mark Steiner. Yakety yak. Take care.